Among so many other things, COVID-19 has reignited the old topic of separation of church and state. Joining us now to discuss the latest iteration of the subject is Carla Marinucci of Politico California. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Good to be with you.
Well, it sounds like Governor Newsom's in a little bit of hot water with some churches. What can you tell us about that?
Well, and the U.S. Department of Justice, mm-hmm. apparently, which yesterday sent Newsom a letter basically pointing to civil rights concerns around California's stay-at-home order. Since March has prohibited the faithful from going to houses of worship, and the Department of Justice and AG Bill Barr said that those have been deemed essential to a lot of people, and basically suggest that this discriminates against religious exercise. And there's been a lawsuit, Jack, filed on this matter by a conservative group that says, look, the Newsom is overreached in trying to prohibit religious gatherings, but other groups will say that, well, the government all the time passes laws or has directives to protect public safety. That is, you can't drive 180 miles an hour down Main Street. There are certain things that are deemed in the public safety, and Gavin Newsom said that for now he wanted to restrict houses of worship, and said that may not, you know, he's opening things up, Jack, and they may be opened up soon, but he said it's not quite ready for that yet. We have to flatten the curve a little bit more. So this is a fight that's been going on around the country. There's concern. I mean, news this week out of a church in Alabama was 38% of the congregation came down with COVID after they insisted on meeting. There's a church in Butte County that also has a problem where public health officials have issued a strong warning there after someone who attended the religious services there tested positive, and the entire congregation, of course, has to go get tested. So there are concerns about this. This is a tug of war that's going on, and one of the many battles related to the COVID-19 as people want to get out there, and the government and Newsom are saying, hey, hold on, we need to still protect public health and keep the spread, keep coronavirus from spreading.
Well, it's not all bad news for Governor Newsom. One of your headlines on your website this morning, Newsom raises record $26 million in donations for COVID-19, some from companies lobbying state. What can you tell us about that story?
Yeah, this is, I mean, these are big companies, Google, Facebook, major interests, and they have basically poured money into COVID-19 public service announcements at Gavin Newsom's request. These are called behested payments. They're not like direct campaign contributions, but a lot of government watchdogs folks say, you know, they act in a lot of in the same way. If these companies are making multi-million dollar donations to an entity that Gavin Newsom is directing and basically supports, then they're buying influence one way or the other. So it's something to watch. It's been interesting to watch how many of these companies, iHeartMedia, Fox, Clear Channel, Google, Facebook, they've run in ads in California around the nation related to the COVID crisis, keeping yourself safe and so forth. But the fact is that this is something that buys influence and buys Gavin Newsom's attention, essentially. And at least the campaign finance folks are saying it's a way to get around campaign finance laws. Gavin Newsom says it's a way for these companies to do their part for public service. So that's another issue to watch as the year goes on and more of these companies want to get their faces in front of the governor.
Carla, speaking of money and positive stories, I hope everyone's sitting down for this, but the president's had a positive tweet aimed at the San Francisco Bay Area, something you don't see a lot of. I'll read the quote real quick, and then I'll hand it off. I am proud to announce the San Francisco Bay Area will receive over $700 million in federal funds to support continued operations and support workers at SFO and for transit on Muni and BART. This money will aid in economic recovery. Take it away. I'm speechless.
Well, the president is lauding the money that he essentially says he's sending to the Bay Area. Apparently, this money was already allocated several months ago, and both BART and those agencies have already received a big part of it. So as much as Trump would like to take credit for something this is something Congress made happen, essentially. And yes, BART is getting more money. San Francisco Airport is getting more money. Both of these agencies have been slammed. The business at SFO, I think, is down 90% since the COVID crisis began. And they definitely need the money. And BART has lost millions of dollars with regard to ridership being down. They're about to bring back some of their scheduling now. So things are slowly starting to reemerge.
Yeah, the president made it sound like he wrote a personal check for $700 million.
Not the case.
Carla, last week when we chatted with you, Los Angeles was in the news for pretty much saying, we're not opening up anytime soon. Now it looks like there's a timeline to reopen up, and it's July 4th. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's starting to happen when you talk about retail businesses, malls. It's slow, Jack, but I mean, people are starting to see how these businesses are going to work and how they're going to help sort of protect public health at the same time. You know, Los Angeles County has been sort of the epicenter of coronavirus cases in California. They've had almost 2,000 deaths. And so Mayor Eric Garcetti there has had a whole challenge on his hands to try and figure out how to do this. He's saying that pet grooming, training services, car washes are going to be allowed to open immediately, and other retail areas are going to start opening up slowly. So we're seeing this all over the state. Right now, 20 out of 58 counties are moving faster than expected, faster than the original directives put out by Governor Newsom. So it's happening, Jack, but everybody still has to be careful. And remember, the study showed that wearing masks outside controls the virus, 75% of the of viral transmission, some of those studies suggest. So that is the big protection for a lot of people when they're going into shops or going into offices. Remember those masks.
She is Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook reporter. Carla, excellent stuff as per usual. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jack. Thanks.